Good afternoon, and I'm Emily Zhou from Virginia Tech. And my talk today is the effect of GA3 drenches and the chilling time on growth and flowering of the containerized peony. Our research is on the herbaceous peony, Peonia lactiflora, and another name is Chinese peony, and most of them are native to China, and we have thousands of cultivars these days, and they grow very well, and in United States, and you can see from the picture, and they have large showy flowers, a lot of them have fragrance, and most of them, they need a chilling period to break the dormancy and also enhance flowering. And talking about gibberellic acid and GA3 and its type of a plant growth regulator, and it can affect the plant growth and increase flower yield of some herbaceous perennials such as chrysanthemum and dahlia. And it's also, it's traditional, it's used to replace the chilling requirement of florist azalea, but also the Israeli research found out the GA3 can partially or fully and replace the chilling requirement of herbaceous peony. The purpose of my study is to evaluate the GA3 effect on time to emergence, also the growth and flowering of the containerized peony and under different controlled chilling times, and also and for the field grown plants, and we want to know what's the best time to apply GA3. And according to this, we have two experiments. The first experiment is for the controlled chilling one and with greenhouse forcing. And the three different and chilling 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 5 weeks, and under 5 degrees C, and after that, and they move to the greenhouse. And the second experiment for the field grown peonies, and we had three models and for evaluate that. And the first two models are according to 1,000 chilling units. And then the model one is on-site watchdog model, and which is from a Korean researcher developed for peony. And according to this model, we applied GA on January 20th. And the second model is a commercial BlackBerry Model 5, which from North Carolina State University. And according to this model, we apply GA on February 8th. And the third model is the visual shoot emergence, and we apply when we see 10% of emergence on both cultivars, and this one was applied on February 19th. For both of the experiment, and we use two cultivars, Sarah Bernhardt, and which from the top picture is a full double pink flower, and which is the number one cut flower, and even all around the world. And the second one is Inspector Levon, is also a double flower in a red color, and see the picture below. For GA3, and we use the Florigib from Fine Americas, and we use two levels of the GA3. One is control and zero, another is 100 ppm drench. And all crayons were received from the Battlefield Farms, and the original from Holland. And they were all pulled up on November last year and in a 2 gallon pot. Experimental design, and each cultivar's and evaluated separately, and we used split plot design. And the data collecting was, and the data which the nursery growers, they concerned the days to emergence, the days to uncracked flower, cracked color flower, we also call budding. So the picture shows how they, you know, were opened, just opened, and also the days to full flowering. And also the plant height and width at full flowering. And we also count numbers of shoots, flowering shoots, and the flower percentage. Result, for the greenhouse forcing and Sarah Bernhardt, and we don't see any interaction of the chilling time and the GA3 application. And the chilling times has a variable effect on plant height, but it did reduce the numbers of flower shoots and also reduce the flower percentage. So the 3 weeks chilling one has the best flowering. And the chilling the GA3 also reduced the days to emergence, and also and make the plant smaller and also increase the number of shoots. And you can see some of this and from the picture, like the 5 weeks, and it's very obviously they have more shoots and compact plants. For greenhouse inspector Levon, the interaction between the chilling time and the GA3 and only on days to flowering, and which the GA3 makes the days to flowering shorter on the 3 weeks chilling plants. The chilling time had no other effect. The GA3 shortened the days to emergence and the days to budding, and it reduced the plant height and increased the number of shoots. And also these things can be seen from the pictures. For the field growing Sarah Bernhardt and interactions between GA and the application time on all the measurements, the days to emergence, and also the plant size. The GA3 applied using Model 1 and the watchdog model and shortened the days to emergence. And the GA3 applied using Model 2, the BlackBerry model, and reduced the plant size. So, and you can see, and on the you can see from the picture too, so it's very obvious, and there's no flowering from all plants, and due to we had a very severe and spring snow, not only one snow in March and April, so when the shoots just started the emergence, so and a lot of shoots was killed. For field growing inspector Levon, there's an interaction between the GA3 and application time on days of emergence, and where the GA application using Model 2 BlackBerry model, it shortened the days to emergence. And application time had no effect, but the GA3 reduced both the plant height and plant width, as well as the flowering percentage. And also, this cultivar has low flowering percentage, and it also suffered from the spring snow. Overall summary, and we find out on the greenhouse forcing ones, the longer chilling time reduced both the number of flowering shoots as well as the flowering percentage. The 3 weeks chilling has the best flowering result. The greenhouse ones for the GA3 shorten the days to emergence and reduce the plant height, as well as increasing the numbers of shoots. For field growing ones, the GA3 reduce plant size both height and width. And timing of GA3 application had greater effect on the plant response of the cultivar Sarah Bernhardt rather than the Inspector Laverne. And from that we learn, and the 3 weeks has the best result, but is 3 weeks chilling at 5°C really enough for both of the cultivars? And the field study on both cultivars has very low flower percentage because of the spring cold damage, and you can see from the lower pictures, and we had the snow after days, and the pot is fully frozen. And right after that, we find out the emergence issues died. And later on, some new ones grow, but it really affected the flowering. So for the next study, for the future study, and we should provide more winter protection. And so because of that, we cannot tell which model is the best for the application time of GA. And I would thanks for Fine Americans for the funding and chemicals. Also, Butterfield Farms, they gave us the plant as well as the chilling facilities, and the Horticulture Department of Virginia Tech, which they are not anymore, so they are belongs to a plant and environmental science school now from last month, and the reference on the two chilling models. And thanks for you all, and any questions? Yeah.
So when you apply GA solution, did you monitor or adjust the pH value of the solution when you apply?
And we do have the, we do get the pH, and also we measure the we did. So the soil pH, and after that they were in the good range, I think around 6. So they are good.
How about the solution of the pH you apply to the soil?
That's at just very close to 7. Animal? Yes?
You cold treated the plant on December?
Yes, we started.
How did it end on October or November?
And we pot up them in November and leave them in greenhouse for around a month for rooting, and then put to cooler for 3, 4, or 5 weeks, and then after that deliver it to the greenhouse.
How was the minimum temperature in the natural environment?
The greenhouse temperature is around 16 to 20°C.